What's going on, everyone? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We're the products of public school. And most importantly, we're a show that's overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And what we're here to do is we're here to read through and irresponsibly speculate all of the internet clickbait garbage so you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we got today?
Today, we are going to be doing a little game called the WTF Awards. I have three WTF pieces of
content.
There's
already way too many award shows, right? There's way too many award shows. We just like to add to the pile.
We might as well. So this is clickbait awards, basically, but they're actual things that are happening, but they're really freaking weird. So the very first one, a bookshop has released a unisex fragrance. Guess what it smells like?
Books.
Yes, specifically
paper.
The scent of old paper and secret libraries.
I could see that being a candle.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because I know
too.
What that smells like.
Yeah.
My mom had like a massive like library of books in the basement, and they're all old now, and they all have that smell.
Do you remember those old dictionaries that when we were growing
up? Yeah, it's that smell.
Dictionaries existed. And my grandfather always used to buy the full collection every year.
Or the Encyclopedia Britannica.
That was exactly what I meant, the encyclopedias. And he would always buy them and they would just sit. And then when you opened it, it did have that smell.
So they're putting it into
a bottle.
A fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
For men or women. I used to think unisex when I was younger had to do with unicycles. Because I thought there was boys, girls, and then unisex. I thought it was the people with unicycles. They were there.
So did you think the unicycler's title was a unisex?
Yeah, if you rode a unicycle, you were unisex.
You had to
get your own bathroom and you had everything else.
That makes so much sense.
Well, it's not like people on unicycles were having that much sex.
Well, we don't know that. I've never ridden one.
Could you imagine, would you have sex on a unicycle?
Oh, on it or with a unicycler?
Either one.
I don't think I would do either of those, but...
That's what I'm saying. So unisex, they're their own thing. They're like asexual people.
Is a unicycycler a job? Is there a market for that?
It's more of a passion. I don't know. You don't... Yeah, maybe you get to deliver food from Uber Eats or DoorDash on a unicycle.
Okay, I Google searched unicycler job and it doesn't...
In a circus, right?
It doesn't appear there is any at all.
Because canceled circuses, right?
There's nothing on Indeed.com for unicycler.
Yeah, that's just how you get to work.
Yeah.
And beat up on your lunch break.
It's just your passion, I suppose. So anyway, so this bookshop, they released this perfume cologne. It's technically both because it is unisex. And it's aimed to replicate the smell of old paper.
Wet old
while,
paper.
Quote, invoking a labyrinth of books, secret libraries, and ancient scrolls.
I like to just sit down in my basement while I'm smoking opium. Spray that around and just lose myself. Into the old book smell.
Do you agree about the candle aspect?
One of the oils that you burn underneath, mm-hmm. like potpourri that smell like old paper or something.
I would probably buy this as a gift for one of my really booky friends if I saw it on Amazon.
I don't know if they
want
to smell like it themselves. It's a good smell.
No,
but
the candle.
Oh,
the
if
candle.
It was a candle,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the cologne or perfume.
Yeah. It's only 19 euros and... It says
how many
it's
Bitcoin
a,
is that?
Like 0.00018.
Right.
It says it's successful as of now because they've had 1,000 orders, which that's kind of debatable.
You could sell 1,000 orders in your hometown.
Yeah.
It's a success.
So independent retailers have been wanting to carry this product. And it's apparently doing very well on Amazon. So we will have to look that up
and
one day.
Spencer's.
This does seem like a Spencer's product, doesn't it?
The same people that make Super Fart 2.
Yes.
They also
yes.
make the bookstore. It's a bookstore that does their own fragrances. What do you think? They're just in there mashing up old books?
I don't know.
Just throwing it in a big tub of water and kind of boiling it off and just...
It is kind of weird because
it's the
it doesn't
ink and old book
it
smell.
Doesn't say it's lavender and vanilla.
What if they're
and
using
bergamot?
Old books?
They might be.
It's why it smells like old books.
Bottle it? I have no clue.
We got a new one. Didn't know what to do with it. People frown on us burning them. So we made it into a cologne.
So that's a pretty WTF award winning piece. Yeah,
that's weird. I don't even know who that's aimed at. It's aimed at people that like to read, but at the same time, they don't want to smell like it.
It's very interesting. I'm tempted to buy it just to see what it is. It's
one of those things where you just kind of like pull open the pants real quick and just give it a little dusting.
Yeah,
and
then something.
Close
something.
It up. It smells like old books in there.
Yes, your dick.
I don't know if that's what you want to be smell like. You want to take off your pants. Smells like old books in here. Yeah, like, I just squirted myself down.
Your ball sack smells like the library. That's kind of strange.
Oh, baby, do me in the back. Back of the library, you know, the dusty part.
Yeah. So then the next thing we have is from femalefirst.co.uk. A school in France has had to warn parents against throwing late children over the gates. So
what, did they close it off?
Yes. For safety reasons, which makes sense. So when they lock the gates, the kids' parents aren't driving
them
there.
Seems like jail.
Until, but you know, school shooters and all
that.
Is that
really
now.
How it is now?
Oh yeah. I mean,
I don't have kids. If you can't tell.
My kids' school, if you even want to come in during the day, you have to go to a little buzzer. They have a little camera. You got to show your ID.
Oh no shit!
You have to.
You
talk
used to
them.
Just used to be able
Walk
to use
right
the
in.
Neighbor. Mm-hmm. And have them go in there and just grab your kid out of school.
Oh, there is no skipping school anymore.
Oh, that's
Can
so crazy.
Can you believe
crazy.
That? Yeah, there's no way for a kid to just walk out of school.
We used to have to outrun security guards and call in like fake fights and all sorts of good stuff. None of that, huh?
No. Nope. It's all under surveillance, all under full lockdown, just for safety reasons. So the school, they start at 8:30 a.m. every single day. So after 8:30, gates are locked. However, parents can arrive as late as 10 a.m. And since they can't enter the gates, they have been grabbing their kid and trying to throw them over, which is causing extreme injuries. That just seems...
You know what? Problem solved is they just put some of those gym mats on the other side of the gate.
So the when tumble you can just, mats. Yeah,
so you could just throw your kid over there and they could land it on a mat at
but
least.
But then so could the shooter.
Yeah, so they could jump over too,
but
I guess.
Perhaps you find a way to do like what the United States schools do with the opening gate and the camera system and let the kids in.
That sounds so crazy to me.
It does. It really does. So if the gate is locked and you throw little Lisa over it, then what is she supposed to do? Because everything's
land
still locked.
And then go to... Oh, they locked all the doors too?
I would assume, wouldn't you?
Or that sounds like prison.
Do they only lock the gate and not the doors?
Well, if you get in the gate, I guess the doors would be... Because if you lock them in...
That's what they do now, Pat.
They lock them in?
Yeah, for safety. It's a different world now, buddy.
I'm just like blown away. They lock them in the school? I don't know. I haven't been trolling high schools or middle schools in a long time, so I don't know. Things might be different.
Oh, so some parents are actually trying to throw their kids
like a running start or
over positions of the gate where the kid can land on the school playground wood chips instead of on the cement.
Okay, so that's until they get jammed in your hand.
But the parents don't realize they don't have the physical strength to propel the child up that high and also put them over. So essentially, the kid is just belly flopping right on
top
of the
gate. See, this is why another reason why it's not happening in America, because all those little fat kids, parents would be like, oh, threw my back out, throwing Junior over the top of the thing just so he could get into school.
Yeah, and then the kid was harpooned by a slide.
What if
and
you're
then...
a parent, you're both working, so someone's got to take the kids to school, so you're running late for your work, so you're just like, shit, they closed the thing, and they just throw Junior over the top of the fence into the wood chips.
This must be one of those straight pole fences, right? Because if this was just a chain link, you and I can climb a chain link like nothing. Well, we could 20 years ago. I don't know if we can now. But
I wouldn't put any money
so
on it.
So this, no, not at all. So this must be one of those like wrought iron. That's what I'm picturing in
with,
my
like,
head.
It's got pokey things on the top, yep. Like little spears.
Maybe 6.5 feet or something to the point where the parent thinks
They could easily throw it over. Yeah, and they don't, and they land them right on their stomach, and it's just like ripping holes in them.
Oh, I can't imagine
impaling a bunch of... Your school is right out here, and you've got a bunch of half-impaled children on your fence posts.
You remember in the Christmas Story movie how the kid licked the pole, and that was embarrassing? Could you imagine the embarrassment if your mom tried to throw you over a gate and you got impaled?
Or even worse, though, like you got the part of your pants got caught on it. You flip around and you're hanging upside down and your little dinghy's just hanging out there and it's all cold outside and you're stuck there for like 40 minutes while like everybody else is just looking at you, like pointing.
Yeah.
And you're just standing there with your little dinghy hanging out. Because
you have a piece of fence directly through your calf so you can't move.
Yeah. You're just hanging up there, no pants on.
So which do you think is more what the fuck awards? Do you think the... book unisex fragrance so you can smell like labyrinths and scrolls? Or do you think the parents...
Your balls can smell like a library.
The balls, library balls, yes.
Yeah.
Or do you think the parents trying to whip the children over the gate?
I can understand the last one.
I agree with you.
Especially if they're locking them out and if they probably get in trouble if their kid doesn't show up to so many days of school,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And then just to have that, you know how everyone, I used to be tardy all the time.
Me too.
To every class.
Every class.
Every couple
minutes.
Even
when I was in school, I still couldn't make it on time to third hour.
You know, I would always wonder why my teachers were so like blown away why you couldn't walk two hallways over and get there in 10 minutes. Why did it take you 20? Okay, where did you go? I don't know. I can understand the parents one. What was the first one again?
The first one was the library balls.
The library balls. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that's going to. Okay.
1,000 people.
It's a success. It's a success at 1,000 orders.
Yes.
And number two was?
It's so far we just have library balls versus gates.
I understand the gates. So the balls is still getting it for me.
Okay, so balls is so far.
My balls to smell
the winner
like
of the
library. Yeah,
scrolling balls.
Like the basement of a library.
Sea scrolls. Yeah,
the old dusty ones. Your balls smell like the basement of a library. I'd be like, that's what I was going for, honey. Yeah. All right, I heard you like reading Harry Potter.
I'll give you a Harry
Potter.
When
do you
Potter.
Use that? Like when do? I hope.
Maybe when you're alone and you
just
want
to. He or she, because it's unisex.
It is unisex.
We'll love
Not
this.
To be confused with unicycle.
No.
Totally different
No,
things.
Yeah, just because you have a unicycle doesn't mean
but
that's
But you could
your
have a
sexual
unisex present. Unicycle.
Yeah, you could.
You really could.
It'd be gray, right?
Probably.
Or how do you mix pink and blue? Was that?
Purple.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I think that
Barney.
Works.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
All right, so what's this next
okay,
one?
Okay, the final contender we have. This is pretty what the F. Japanese town deploys robot wolves to frighten bears.
That sounds like a really cool anime they had just thought of.
It sounds very scary.
Yeah.
It sounds really, really horrifying.
So robot wolves?
Yes, robot wolves. So,
do they have an AI? Are they thinking on their own or are they remote controlled?
God, I don't know.
Or are they like when you go to the zoo and they have like the dinosaur exhibit and it's just those giant robots?
What if we came to find out that everything at the zoo is just all robots? Like
the whole
time. Not an actual hippo. They don't ever have one.
Right. It's just been a lie this whole time. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They just got really good with all their
robots. It
would
totally explain why none of the lions ever come close to you. The polar bears
They're
never
always
come up
sleeping.
To the fence. They're
right.
always sleeping. Yes.
They're always sleeping. Then the red
Occasionally
pandas.
They do lift their head.
I don't know.
It's all robots.
We went from Chuck E. Cheese in the 80s to...
That had robots.
Full robots in the zoo.
Yeah.
No one even noticed. It was a real fast jump in technology.
So the wolf robots were purchased after the bears had been spotted. This is in September of this past year, 2020. And the town officials revealed that they don't know what to do because these bears are encroaching on their territory. So...
Robot wolves was the...
Monster.
Could they not get sharks with freaking laser beams?
It's called Monster Wolf Robots. They have four legs, a shaggy body, a blonde mane, and glowing red eyes. Oh, listen to this. When its motion detectors are activated, it moves its head and emits noises ranging from a wolfish howling to machinery sounds. This has actually reduced the bears encroaching. Like, they
don't even know what the fuck that is.
I don't know what it is, and it scares me.
But there was such a bear problem to where every other option didn't even make it past the big group think here, and they got robot wolves out of it.
Like a fence.
Try a fence or...
They could talk to the kids from the school and find out what kind of gate they use.
Yeah,
put
exactly.
Put that same gate up. Okay.
Put that gate up, and then the bears won't be a problem.
I just found a picture of
That's
this.
That's not it.
This is it. This is the monster robot wolf. It is horrifying. This thing
looks so fake, though.
But how would the bear know that? This is something that looks like you put it on your lawn in October right before Halloween. It's so creepy.
It's big, too.
It is absolutely terrifying. I would genuinely be horrified if I saw this. If I visited Japan and this thing was prowling around.
Do you think that they're just like, it's not in the budget to go out there and hunt them down. We're just going to have to go with robot wolves.
These are going to be $30 billion. Yeah.
What have you done? What do you plan on doing for, you know, the bears that are coming into this town? Well, we've only had the budget for robot wolves.
That
so.
Is totally a millennial thing to come up with. Like, robot wolves. No one over the age of 35 ever would have thought of that.
Right. They're like, no, fuck it. We're putting robot wolves out there. You know, what's the worst that could happen? They lose some robot wolves.
But I don't know. So it doesn't attack. It just makes the noise.
It's got a motion detector like your side security light does outside. And anytime that the giant bear comes in its area, it just starts making mechanical noises to me, which means it sounds like a robot, like...
It says, and also howls.
Yeah, and it howls. Yeah. I mean, just like that singing fish that's on that plaque.
Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Yes, that guy. Big Mouth Billy Bass, but wolf style.
Yeah, that is pretty freaking crazy. So, you have to pick the winner, Pat, for the WTF Awards. Would you rather have the award go to the bookshop's unisex fragrance, or would you rather have the robot wolves take it all?
It's going to have to still go with the unisex fragrance.
No, really? Over robot wolves?
I also see why robot wolves were a thing. They're like, well, I don't want to go get the bear. I'm not shooting the bear.
You have a point.
We're just going to put some robot wolves out there and see how it goes. Plus, they're only like $45 at Toys R Us.
They're probably like $45,000.
Yeah, right.
$450,000.
We're going to charge the city for $45,000
Not our money.
Right. We're going to go get them at Toys R Us.
This is a perfect example of how tax dollars are spent.
Yes, exactly how they are. So, but I think having your balls and body smell like the basement of a library is
Dead
just
sea scrolls.
That's what the fuck, man.
Yeah, that is genuinely like, a WTF.
I can understand Baby the kids powder. Getting thrown over the top of the fence. And I can understand them putting out robot wolves because I don't want to mess with no bear.
Right.
Especially because they said bears is plural.
What if it's endangered?
Well, it's just a lot bigger than you and it will eat you. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
You can't pay a dude to stand out there and snipe bears 24 hours
a day.
I'm
sure you could find someone in this country to do
Probably
that.
Probably find someone stoked to do that. Like,
so I just sit up there with a sniper rifle and shoot bears?
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually he's got to go to the bathroom. He's got to sleep. So, I mean, those robot wolves, they're always there. So I get their purpose.
Right.
But the library smelling...
Balls.
Yeah. The basement of a library doesn't
that,
really...
Now that
I
you
don't
mentioned
understand why that's
that
a thing.
Other two had purpose and this just
doesn't. It just doesn't.
WTF award all day.
Like,
congratulations, library nutsack. You have done it.
For him or her.
Or unicyclists.
Her.
You could wear
her.
This while unicycling.
I'm sure you do. probably the 1,000 do. People also are unicyclers too.
Yes, take us out.
Well, that is all the time that we have here for this show. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Filth from the 80s. If you want to leave us a voicemail or a text message, it's 248-716-TAP-1. That's 248-716-TAP and the number 1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will. For Karma and myself, we apologize for everything and we will see you
next
week.
Yes, we will.
Peace.
This says you can smell like Shakespeare.
Oh.
Like, what is this?
That's what I'm saying. I'd be sitting down in an opium den.
How would you know?
Just with a bunch of candles lit, spraying this everywhere.
Who says Shakespeare smelled good?
Or like that.